If you're a baseball fan and love to go out to the ballpark and watch a game, then you ought to pay attention to this interview because Andy Zlotnick joins us, and he was struck in the face by a foul ball while his vision was obstructed by umbrellas on a rainy day during a game at Yankee Stadium between the Yankees and the Oakland A's in 2011. He had gotten his hands on some great seats for that game. He was sitting in the third row about 50 feet or so past first base with his 13-year-old son and two of his son's friends. And why don't you pick up the story from there, Andy?
I scored some great seats out in right field. They were sort of short right field, and it was a very rainy, turbulent day. Hurricane Irene was coming up the East Coast, and they already canceled some games down in Baltimore and Washington, and the A's were in town for their final time of the season. And we had a 90 minutes of rain delay. It was pouring in the ballpark. I'll tell you, if the kids weren't there, I would have left. But finally, the clouds parted. But it was very rainy and misty. And every so often it would start to rain, and people would pull out their umbrellas. In the top of the third inning, it really started to rain hard. And if you look at the tape of the game, you see Hideki Matsui, who was up in the top of the third. He sort of wiped water off his helmet, and he ripped a line shot. And I couldn't see the pitcher, Phil Hughes. I couldn't see Matsui. I couldn't see the ball. All I could see was sort of a field of umbrellas in front of me and all the raindrops. And, all I heard was the crack of the bat and then a woman behind me saying, "Watch out." And before I knew it, there was like an explosion in my face. It was, I got hit in the left eye. My eye socket basically crumpled, and I got knocked out of my seat onto the floor of the ballpark in the cement, and I was just bleeding like crazy in agony, screaming. And, I literally dodged a bullet that day. I thought I was dead when I was on the floor of Yankee Stadium. But, I said to myself, I lost my eye. I need a doctor. I can't believe I lost my eye. And then I said, you know what? If I just lost my eye, I can live with that. And, I didn't die. And I sort of picked myself up and managed to walk out of the ballpark. The Yankee fans, God bless them, they're the greatest. They gave me a standing ovation, and I gave them a thumbs up. I had my white baseball cap filled with blood, but at that point, I felt like Lou Gehrig, the luckiest guy in the world, and I marched out. But they took me straight to a trauma center not too far from the stadium, and I had surgery 4 or 5 days later. My eye socket basically exploded, and the tendon that connected my eye to the socket rolled up, snapped like a rubber band, and so and my face was fractured, and I had nerve damage, so I had to get all that put back together again as best they could.
Now, I know in November of 2011 you met with the Yankees president Randy Levine. Tell me a little bit about that discussion.
Yeah, so I was sort of, I had major surgery, and I was really laid up. I was out of work for about a month before I ever heard from the Yankees. Never heard from the A's, but I heard from the Yankees probably the end of September. My accident happened at the end of August. And I said, look, I'm really messed up. I'm still on painkillers. I can't work yet. I really would like to meet with the president, Randy Levine, and talk to him about my injury. So he agreed to meet with me, and we didn't get together till November or so. And at that point, I was in a little better shape, but I was still pretty messed up. And we had a good, frank discussion. I said to him, really, I'm here because I don't want anybody who's sitting in that's my seat to have that kind of injury ever again. I have my injuries. I'm going to have them for the rest of my life. But I want to make sure nobody else suffers at the stadium the way I did. And he said, well, what happened? I said, look, umbrellas blocked my view. And he didn't really understand. I said, I did a little research about umbrella policies around the league, and about a third of the league don't even allow umbrellas in the ballpark. I said, he didn't even know his rules about umbrellas, but I said to him, the Yankees allow umbrellas, but only if they don't block somebody else's view. And I said, you know, there was an usher stand. I was in the third row. There was an usher standing in the first row, not 6 feet away from me. And I said, he didn't stop anybody from opening their umbrellas. And I said, you just got to get rid of the umbrellas. And so he said he would consider that. He said it made perfect sense, and he was very sympathetic. And he said, is there anything else? I said, look, I've had probably $120,000, $130,000 in medical bills to date. I'm a lucky guy. I have a good insurance policy, but it didn't cover it all. And there were about $25,000 that had come out of my pocket for, you know, all the tests, all the surgery, all the doctor's visits. And he said, fine, no problem. Send me the bills. I'll take care of it. So, you know, I sort of walked out of that meeting room thinking, all right, the Yankees heard me. They're going to, you know, take care of the umbrellas and they'll take care of my medical bills. So about 2 months later, I hadn't heard from him. And finally, I called him and got through. And he said, you know, I spoke to my insurance folks and they tell me I can't speak to you anymore. And I said, Randy, what do you mean? I mean, I thought we really had an understanding. He said, I can't speak to you anymore. And I said, well, what am I supposed to do about that? He said, well, you got to do what you got to do.
Let me interject something here. First of all, why they are contesting this is because on the back of a ticket, there's an assumption of risk doctrine. Just very briefly, it says the fine print, the bearer of the ticket assumes all risk and danger incidental to the sport of baseball. But is there anything else that precludes Major League Baseball or individual teams from doing the right thing? We only have a couple minutes left.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the baseball rule was adopted decades ago during the heyday of baseball. And it basically protects ballparks from owing just a limited duty of care to spectators so long as they exercise reasonable care and adequate protection. So in the old cases, they said reasonable care was just putting up nets behind home plate, where the courts said that's where the danger is the greatest. But as you know, things have changed a lot in baseball since the old large stadiums of yesteryear. Now we have these new intimate ballparks where fans are much more closer to the action and consequently more close to the danger. You know, pitchers are throwing at 100 miles per hour. Batters are stronger. Some of them are juiced on steroids, so they're even hitting the ball harder. There are maple bats that splinter like crazy. And, you know, perhaps the most dangerous thing of all is the Wi-Fi in the ballparks and these Jumbotron distractions. So people are getting distracted. You know, the ball clubs want to be connected to their fans with the Wi-Fi. And so, you know, on the one hand, and on the other hand, they want to say you got to keep your eye on the ball because that foul balls can come your way. So they can't really have it both ways, Ron. They got to, you know, either they got to get rid of the Wi-Fi in the ballparks or they got to do something to protect the fans. And, you know, at first I was just all about the umbrellas because that's what really, you know, caused my injury. But as I came to realize how many people are getting hurt all over the league, you know, it's such a regular basis. I mean, Bloomberg News reports 1,750 people get hurt every year in ballparks. I said, you know what? I think baseball has to extend the nets. And so that's sort of, you know, why I've become a public advocate for more fan safety and just encouraging injured fans and their families to speak up and trying to raise public awareness about this. Because, you know, if a fan gets hurt in Boston and another one in Milwaukee and another one in San Diego, you can't really connect the dots. But if you track them all and you follow them the way I've been doing, you realize this is happening on a regular basis all the time. People are having hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of medical bills, and it's completely preventable. The new netting technology is great. You know, it's very fine netting. And if you look in some of the ballparks that have been using it, like the Minnesota Twins or Texas Rangers, they've really had no adverse fan reaction. They've had no season ticket holders cancel on them. There's really no reason not to put up the netting.
How are you today? How do you feel today?
You know, I still have double vision. I have retina damage. I have pain in my cheek every waking moment that I'm awake. I have numbness in my lips and in my teeth. It's like I've had Novocaine for 5 years.
Andy, I've got to go. Thank you very much. I appreciate you sharing your story with us. Thanks, Andy.
Ron, thank you. Appreciate it.
Andy Zlotnick with us again. He was a fan at a Yankee game with the Oakland A's. Hideki Matsui was at the plate. It was raining at Yankee Stadium, and a lot of umbrellas were up, and he was down the baseline. And when the ball came off of Hideki Matsui's bat, it just went right into the stands, and he didn't have a chance to see it, and it badly hurt him. So I hope that fans, when they go to ballparks, especially kids, because there's so many things that are distracting fans today, as you heard Andy say, with stuff that's on the Jumbotron and with the contests that are on the field between the innings and everything, it's really something that can be very, very dangerous. And I know in one particular case, a former outfielder, Matt Stairs, once said that he wouldn't let his daughter sit near the dugout. We continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.